The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Fred Member decries political harassment of Bishop Alec Banda. Mundubile provincial campaign teams and veiled. In international news, Ramaphosa urges UN action after U.S. captures of Venezuela's President Maduro. And in sports news, Algeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Cup AFCON quarterfinal lineup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Malinga. Opposition Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has described the recent summoning and probing of Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission as a clear case of political harassment. Speaking on the political podcast, the opposition leader has condemned the act against Bishop Banda, stating that the actions are calculated attempts and not only intended to humiliate and silence his voice, but also reduce his influence ahead of August 13th elections. He argued that by framing a dishonest narrative around the cleric, authorities are attempting to erode his credibility so that the public no longer believes his message. Dr. Membe further criticized the disparity in how the law is applied, claiming that if similar insults were directed at the president, arrests would follow immediately. In a separate development, the Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, says it stands fully prepared to facilitate structured dialogue, guided by its mandate as the umbrella institution of political parties since 2002. ZCID Board Chairperson Ambassador Joyce Musenge has revealed that ZCID has been actively engaging political players away from the media eye, laying the groundwork for structured dialogue before coming public with the actual process. Ambassador Zulu has therefore underscored the importance of such quiet consultations, stating that they remain crucial to building trust and ensuring inclusivity, credibility, and effectiveness of the dialogue. Meanwhile, she has also revealed that while few months are remaining before the general election scheduled for 13 August 2026, calls for dialogue among political players have become increasingly urgent. She adds that stakeholders from across society have consistently emphasized the need for ZCID to take a leading role in facilitating dialogue process. She has since implored all political parties and stakeholders to approach the dialogue process with sincerity, patriotism, and a shared commitment to national unity, emphasizing that Zambia's democracy can only thrive when leaders talk to each other and when collective national interests are placed above partisan considerations.
Our readiness is demonstrated through technical and institutional capacity, expertise and frameworks to design inclusive dialogue processes, ongoing political engagement. Since March 2024, ZCID has consulted over 15 political parties, including high-level engagement with His Excellency the President, reaffirming our role as a neutral and trusted platform. Encouragingly, over 35 political parties have already reached consensus on the political parties bill, demonstrating the potential for collective agreement, with over 43 registered parties under ZCID. Dialogue is increasingly recognized as essential to managing Zambia's political diversity. However, challenges remain, including trust deficits, differing expectations, and the limited time before election.
In a separate development, Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile has unveiled provincial campaign teams of Central and Copperbelt provinces. Addressing the media, Mundubile's national campaign manager, Davis Chisopa, urged PF members to resist intimidation and freely support candidates of their choice. Chisopa formally announced Mundubile's 72-member Copperbelt and Central Province campaign teams, respectively, each comprising the main body, Women's Wing and Youth Wing. He disclosed that additional provincial teams would be unveiled within the next 2 days and that by the end of the week, Mundubile's leadership structures would be fully established in all 10 provinces. Chisopa emphasized that the PF constitution does not prohibit members from supporting candidates of their choice, stressing that the party remains a democratic organization where freedom of political association must be respected. The briefing was attended by PF Central Committee members, provincial committee members, district leaders, and members of the press.
However, as the BMH campaign team, we have not stopped mobilizing the campaign support from the grassroots, and this, the extension has even given us an opportunity to ensure that we extend our campaign spread out up to the grassroots level. In this case, today I wish to unveil the BMH provincial campaign team for Copperbelt province and Central province. And the following are the members of the provincial campaign team for our candidate, who is the Honorable Brian Mundubire. So I'll start with Copperbelt. Number one, our chairman will be Amon Senga, Rosemary Chikoya, Baristo Chirufia, Gordon Mulenga, Roy Ngosa, Felix Chiruba, Mulenga.
In another development, the Minister of Information and Media and Chief Government Spokesperson, Mr. Fanelius Mwetwa, says President Hakainde Hichilema has declared 2026 a year of peace, love and national unity. Speaking during a press briefing in Choma District, Southern Province, Mr. Mwetwa urged Zambians to uphold the rule of law and work together to foster national development, stressing that peace and unity are essential for the country's progress. He clarified that constitutional immunity applies only to the presidency during tenure, stating that all other citizens, regardless of title or status, are subject to the law. The minister noted that the law recognizes individuals as persons and not religious or professional titles. On the matter involving Bishop Alec Banda and the Drug Enforcement Commission, Honorable Mwetwa emphasized that the bishop, like any other citizen, is presumed innocent until proven guilty. He further cautioned the public against engaging in defamatory and abusive online conduct, warning that cyber laws will be enforced. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to dialogue, saying President Hichilema's leadership style prioritizes engagement over confrontation. He added that government remains open to working with opposition political parties, civil society and the church in strengthening democracy and national unity. Meanwhile, Honorable Mwetwa assured farmers that outstanding payments for maize supplied to the Food Reserve Agency will be concluded by January 10, 2026. He disclosed that 90% of the funds have already been released, with the remaining balance expected to be disbursed shortly. He attributed the delays to fiscal pressures caused by the drought, emergency maize imports and electricity imports, as well as challenges linked to the transition to digital payment systems. He said the Ministry of Agriculture is working with banks and farmers to resolve the issues. He also expressed optimism over investments in alternative energy projects, including solar plants and the expansion of Mamba Colliery, expected to add about 300 megawatts to the national grid.
We would like to indicate that the questioning of His Grace, Dr. Alec Banda, is just one among those that a citizen will have to face in circumstances where there is suspicion of violation of the law. The law is blind or is unaware of church affiliation, political affiliation, or any other such affiliations as one may wish to contemplate. The law only talks about when a person does A, B, C, D. He commits or she commits an offense and is liable on conviction. Such a punishment. The law does not talk about a bishop. The priest was found not to have been found wanting because, in terms of the Bill of Rights, every citizen, every person is presumed and deemed innocent.
In international news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed deep concern over recent U.S. military action in Venezuela, calling for the immediate release of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Ramaphosa warned that the developments pose a serious threat to regional stability and international